Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and today I'm going to continue my tour of our newest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Best Advice I Ever Heard. I'm sharing about 20 stories from the book with you in 10 separate podcasts because this is a new topic. And this book is absolutely filled with great nuggets of wisdom that I want you to hear. Today, we're going to talk about some advice for maintaining and strengthening your friendships. So with the holidays upon us, I want to share a story by Rebecca Waters called The Secret to Being a Good Hostess. The secret is so wonderfully counterintuitive and so right. Now, Rebecca had been married a couple of years, and she was still getting her entertaining habits in place and still dreaming about beautifully laid tables with fancy china and gourmet dishes. But the reality was a bit different because Rebecca wasn't a very good cook, and she and her husband were still in college, and they didn't even have the money to buy fresh flowers and fancy candles and all that. Rebecca would stress every time they entertained. She would clean the house. She would worry over every little detail. But then they were invited to another couple's house for dinner. And this couple had young children, and their house was a little messy, and dinner was simple, just meatloaf and mac and cheese and some canned green beans. And the next day, Rebecca was talking to her mom and told her they had such a good time, even though their hostess didn't do anything special. And her mom said, "She's learned the secret of being a good hostess. Treat your family like company, and your company like family." Well, that really struck me. That is such great advice. Treat your family like company and your company like family. Rebecca says she has now been doing that for 40 years. When she has family over, they use all the fancy stuff and they sit in the dining room. And when they have friends over, they sit in the kitchen and they use the regular plates and they make their friends feel like family. And it makes perfect sense, right? Because part of the fun of going to someone's house for dinner is that you're doing something different. And if you're a friend, being welcomed into that inner circle and sitting around the kitchen table like family, it makes you feel special. But if you're family, sitting in the dining room and being treated as you imagine friends are treated, well, that's really special too. And don't worry about all that decorating either. Personally, I'm keeping that in mind this holiday season as I've just been through major surgery and I'm not going to be able to do all of my normal holiday things. So here's a quotation from Marilee McKee from her book called Manners That Matter for Mom. She says, "The ornaments of your home are the people who smile upon entering time and time again." So stress less and adorn your table with smiles and all your favorite people. And remember, friends in the kitchen, family in the dining room.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So Rebecca Waters gave us great advice for entertaining family and friends. But what if you're still sorting out that whole friend situation? I think we all go through these phases where we reevaluate who we're socializing with, and we think about which friends are really adding value to our lives. So Elaine Jolie wrote a story for Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Best Advice I Ever Heard, and it's about how you can make sure that your inner circle includes the right friends. The first time she focused on this was when she was in college and she interviewed her cousin Mill for a class assignment. And during that interview, Mill got serious and said to her, "Elaine, you will meet three kinds of people. The ones who lift you up and inspire you, the ones who keep you grounded and remind you to be humble, and the ones who drag you down. Learn how to identify them, find mentors, and let them lead you. Know who loves you and who will always be there to pick you up should you fall. But most importantly, learn to recognize those who drag you down. They are always wanting from you, but never have anything to give back." That is the hardest one, because sometimes the people who drag you down are the ones you love the most. Well, Elaine was young when she heard that. So even though she could see that her cousin was speaking from personal experience and appeared to have been hurt in some way, Elaine didn't follow that advice. But then, more than 10 years later, Elaine was in her 30s and she was struggling a bit. And she heard that same advice again, this time from her boyfriend, Bart. Bart echoed her cousin's words, saying, "When things go wrong in your life, always take a look at your inner circle. That's all you have to do. Take a hard look at the people you are allowing to influence your life. Ask yourself if they are a positive influence or a negative one. When you have your answer, make a change. You can control this situation or stop it by changing your inner circle." So those words are really meaningful, changing your inner circle. Another 10 years have passed and Elaine is following that advice. She makes sure that her inner circle is full of people who are going to lift her up or keep her humble. And she doesn't hesitate to cut ties to people who try to bring her down, even if they're doing it accidentally. So that's it. Two simple pieces of advice. Make sure your inner circle of friends adds value to your life, and then treat those friends like family when you have them over for a meal. Those are just two of the 101 pieces of easy-to-implement, highly effective advice in our new bestseller. If you want to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the best advice I ever heard, visit chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You can read more about the book, and you can watch the book trailer too. And you'll find the book at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, your local independent bookstore, and wherever books are sold in the U.S. and Canada, and from Amazon as well, all over the world. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please follow me on Twitter if you haven't already. My handle is @AmyNewmark. I'll post a link to the podcast every day, or you can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or Google, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Come back for our next episode. I'll be talking about a couple of Christmas miracles that just go to show that if you keep your eyes open, the season can be truly magical.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.